Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Series with the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight in Central Ohio, and they need a win to stay in the hunt for postseason competition. With the trade deadline now behind them, the Hawks' focus should be 1,000% on landing a playoff spot. And we're underway here in Columbus, inside the Jacket zone. Center ice, Seth Jones took it back. Quick pass ahead, Mateau into the Hawk zone, down the slot, shoots and scores. Stefan Mateau got clean on a breakaway in behind the Hawks' defense, comprised of Kalmuk and Stillman, and fired a wrist shot past Lankinen. It's 1-0 Columbus. To the high slot, Keith to DeBrinket, top of the left wing circle, back to Keith, the drive, he scores! Duncan Keith with a second goal of the season, it's a power play goal, and the Blackhawks have tied the score at one. The other way now into the Jacket zone. Hinostroza down the left wing. Slings it toward the net. There's a scramble. Corpusalo falls back into his net. Let's see. No ruling yet on the ice.
Let's go down and get the call.
Confirmed. The original shot does not enter the net prior to the stop to play. Therefore, we have no goal.
Send it back to Domi beside the right circle of the line. A deep slot. He shoots and scores. Patrick Laine with his second goal in as many games coming into yesterday's game. He hadn't scored in 14 contests, but now he's got a pair in as many games, and he gives the Jackets a 2-1 lead. Quick pass ahead to Kane through center ice over the Jacket line left wing. Send it to the right circle. Kershaw with a shot. He scores! Philip Kershaw with a timely wrist shot. Beats Corpusalo, and the Hawks have tied the score at two. And if you listen closely, you can hear the Blackhawk fans that are in attendance in Columbus all cheering on that goal. Here's Camp into the Jacket zone along the left wing side. The Connolly racing through the slot. Wrist shot, he scores! Connolly, in his Blackhawks debut, fired it high, and it actually deflected down and passed Corpusalo, and the Blackhawks lead for the first time in the game, 3-2. Line A in over the Hawk line, down the left wing, weaving to the net, he shoots, he scores! What an individual effort by Patrick Laine. He went coast to coast, took the puck from behind the Jackets net, raced through center ice, down the left wing, turned on DeHaan, brought it in front of the net, and with a forehand shot, sends it past Lankinen, and we're tied at three. Roslovic racing into the Hawk zone down the right wing side. He shoots. Glove save is made by Lankinen. A game-saving save for sure for Kevin Lankinen. Roslovic waited him out. And boy, at the last second, he fired it low, and Lankinen had his glove maybe 2 inches off the ice to make this save. Keith Laine got it left circle. One last chance is stopped by Lankinen with a butterfly save. And regulation ends with the sides tied at three. Center ice over the Jacket line. Doc put it over left circle. A shot from Hagel. He scores! Hawks win in overtime! Brandon Hagel's first career overtime goal gives the Hawks the extra 2 points, and they beat the Blue Jackets in Columbus 4-3. What a big win for the Hawks here tonight in Central Ohio.